Safely handling patients with Ebola is the focus of training programs happening in Liberia. Almost 100 healthcare workers have died there in the current outbreak. Thousands of new healthcare workers are needed to set up isolation wards to stop the spread of Ebola. Now efforts are underway to train local doctors, nurses, and janitors. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the Liberian capital of Monrovia.
What a nice.
The World Health Organization has taken over a two-story concrete hotel in Monrovia and transformed the ground floor into a mock Ebola treatment unit. Trainees dressed in white Tyvek suits, gloves, goggles, and face masks are trying to restrain an Ebola patient who's thrashing around on the ward. In the process, several of them get splattered with fake blood, but the process feels incredibly real, and one of the trainees even runs out of the room. Dr. Srinivas Murthy, an infectious disease specialist from the University of British Columbia, is one of the WHO staff who's guiding the trainees through this exercise.
We got sprayed some blood on their shirt. Is that an emergency?
This is a one-week course to try to get new workers ready to handle the challenges of an Ebola ward.
If you're actively doing something else, you can continue to do those things. And then when the hygienist is available and you have a free moment, you can have it sprayed down. But to panic when you have an exposure is not the right thing to do, because remember, whenever you're not calm, problems happen.
These trainees are on their last day of the course. They'll spend next week shadowing real staff inside a real Ebola ward before they're certified to work in the new treatment units. Dr. Murthy says teaching this group how to protect themselves around highly infectious patients is the most important lesson of the course.
Maintaining stringent and powerful protective precautions throughout their time in an Ebola treatment unit is probably the most important tool that we have to fight this outbreak, because without healthcare workers who are motivated to work and without healthcare workers who aren't scared to work, we're not going to be able to do anything against combating the virus and its ongoing spread.
They hope to be able to train several thousand new workers in the coming months. This is the second group of trainees to go through the course. Of the 72 people in the class, 40 of them are healthcare workers of one sort or another. Doctors, nurses, physician's assistants, even medical students. The rest are hygienists who will be in charge of cleaning and disinfecting the Ebola wards. All of them are Liberian, and all of them have to work in head-to-toe protective gear. As they move through the mock Ebola treatment unit, or ETU, many of them are having problems with their goggles fogging up. One doctor rips a glove and struggles to pull on another one over the torn latex. Sweat drips around the edges of their surgical masks.
I said the patient is dead. Call a hygienist. Come and expose this body.
This group spends 2 hours tending to patients in this staged ward. At the final station, there's a corpse, actually a leggy female mannequin, that needs to be put in a body bag.
You got to go for the body bag. Ask for the body bag first.
Everyone on the team is exhausted and overheated in their protective suits. One of the hygienists starts disinfecting the corpse before the doctor gets a chance to confirm that she's dead. An argument breaks out over who's supposed to fetch the body bag.
Right to you, there's no need for argument. You are an hygienist. If they sent you for a body bag, go and get it. That shouldn't be an argument.
Dr. Lucretia Kumaya is a Liberian physician who's part of the training staff. She tries to keep the team focused on the task of bagging the body and carrying it to the morgue. Kumaya scolds them sternly about a breakdown in protocol over the protective suits. Several of the team members keep fiddling with their goggles, pulling them away from their faces, which could allow the virus to reach their eyes. One of the nurses has let his surgical mask fall down so far that his entire nose is exposed.
That's the reason you cannot enter the ETU alone. You should always have someone observing you. You sweating. If you cannot make it in your goggles, what did we say? Get out.
After the team finally disposes of the body, they head to the exit where they're sprayed off with a chlorine solution. Taking off the protective gear also must be done carefully to make sure there's no exposure to the virus. Dr. Patrick Lahai Kamara, one of the trainees, is soaked in sweat as he steps out of the mock treatment unit.
Oh, it's not easy. It's very hot. Little by little, get used to it.
Dr. Kamara just graduated from medical school last December. He's been working at Redemption Hospital here in Monrovia, but Redemption hasn't been treating Ebola cases. Despite the fact that almost 100 healthcare workers in Liberia have died during this outbreak, Kamara says he feels an obligation to treat Ebola patients.
Nobody's happy for what happened to the doctors that have died, but it's just like the soldiers. whenever there is war in a country, the first people you think that will go and fight for the nation is the soldiers. So in time of health crisis, I think we physicians, we should be the one at the front line.
If something goes wrong, he says, well, at least he died fighting a just cause. As more and more Ebola treatment units are built, Liberia needs to find thousands of other workers who are also willing to take that risk. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.